Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Danny, lots going on in D.C. sports today, including a massive game for the Capitals tonight. I wonder if we've gotten to a point where the casual Caps fan, who's a big D.C. sports fan, you know, loves the Commanders, let's say, and kind of gets into other things when it's time. I wonder if they care a lot about tonight. Like, for me, I'm at Monumental right now. I'm doing the Altcast, so you guys can watch me on Monumental 2 tonight. I'm hanging out with Tarik El-Bashir and former Stanley Cup hero Devontae Smith-Pelly.
Well, DSP.
Joining us on the broadcast tonight. So I'm all in, and you know, I'm a Caps mark, so that's going to be on my radar. But I wonder, for the average D.C. sports fan, this is a playoff game. It just so happens to be game 81 of 82 in the regular season. Like, what the appetite is for this game tonight.
I have a very non-scientific sample. You know how we always do that where it's like, well, the guys in my neighborhood, what are they talking about? You know, but it's sort of like it is kind of like polling in a way, right? Where you sort of grab this sample of the casual sports fan that's got work. It's, you know, barely getting their kids to and from practices and all this other kind of stuff. And it wasn't really on anybody's radar today. I think what happens a lot of times with the Caps, with the Nats, to a degree, is the I'm not talking about the hardcore fans who are watching you or watching Joe Bianlocker, who are all in, we're dialed in, we get it. This is massive. How fun would this be if this group, after trading away Mantha and Kuznetsov and not having Backstrom and having Oshie play one game and then have to sit five or six, if this group makes the postseason, how awesome would that be given where they were beginning of January when they lost six or seven straight, whatever that was? Like, that would be amazing. But I think the casual fan tunes out to a degree. Like, I think a lot of people did not notice last year that the Nats played pretty good baseball once the weather turned warm.
I agree with that. I think that's true.
They didn't see it, and it didn't occur to them because they kind of.
But that's so different than an actual playoff push. The Nationals just didn't play terrible and won like 70 plus games. They just weren't horrendous. This is like real life. If you win a couple times, you get into the playoffs at the end of the season with a grind. I don't know. I think you'd have to work pretty hard to not know what's going on with the Capitals right now. It's possible, but I also know my bias makes it hard for me to kind of put my feet in the shoes of someone who's like, wake me up when it's the playoffs.
Yeah, again, we're on a Zoom, and there's a Monumental logo behind your head. Like, that's where you are because you're in this thing. You're living it, for sure.
Right. And before there was a Monumental logo behind my head, there was just, you know, a Caps jersey on me. And there's 20,000 of those people at the arena tonight. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are rushing home to watch the game. So I don't know. Maybe I guess the big question is it a hockey thing? Is it a Caps thing? If there's not a ton of buzz, I know it exists for the playoffs because I see it. The town gets painted red. I just don't know if that happens like in the first round. Is that the conference final? There was certainly a line of demarcation in that cup run where all of a sudden there were several thousand people outside the arena that were just drinking and having fun.
Very into it, yeah.
That didn't care a lot before that. So I don't know. And I hope that there is the proper amount of energy and excitement. You know, as someone who does sports talk for a living, like, the whole point is that your teams get into the playoffs and have a chance to win a championship. And today, the stories in town are, like, the Nats are in L.A. to take on the Dodgers. They're not a 500 team, and they won't be this year. The Commanders are 10 days away from a draft where we're hoping they draft a quarterback that gives them a chance to be postseason relevant for the first time in decades. The Wizards just finished a season as the second-to-worst team in the NBA, and we'll have a pretty good chance, like a 15% chance, a little less than that, of getting the number one overall pick. There's a team that is actually on the precipice of making the playoffs. And I just wonder how much people care about that.
Yeah, no, it's a fair question. I mean, the Wizards, to quantify it, finished one game ahead of a team that lost 28 straight games this year. Right. Just put that in your pipe. But, I mean, I think back also, speaking of the Wizards, there was a several years ago, I think they got off to one of their typical, like, 2-9 starts, you know, and there's the article, and, like, Wall and Beal aren't getting along, but it's, like, cryptic and veiled, and nobody's really sure what's happening. They ended up pretty good and won a playoff series, but that interest level wasn't there, I think, because a lot of folks checked out kind of early on. They tuned in to see, yeah, I see everything I need, then they kind of, you know, went about their lives, didn't pay attention. To your point about the hardcore fans, they are there. I mean, that stadium was bat bleep crazy on Saturday.
Oh, it's the best.
It was awesome. So, I think probably people are hearing me talk about this, and they're going, what are you talking about? I'm in. I don't mean you. You guys that are already wearing your Carlson jerseys and already have, like, the Russian jersey of a kid that's down in the minors at some point. Not you. You guys are good to go. You're fine. And I'm not criticizing anybody else. I'm just sort of observing this marketplace. A lot of times, we kind of, non-football division, we check out and we sort of maybe miss some stuff that we probably should be capturing. Because this is really cool. This is an awesome story where a group that should not be here, with Ovechkin having 8 goals through 43 games, no production from Kuznetsov, no production from Backstrom, very little production from Oshie for huge chunks of the season because of injury. Some of their highly paid players. The goalie they signed for huge money for multi-years is not their goalie. It's backup Billy, who's never played this many games before, playing out of his butt. It's a bunch of kids that were in the AHL 2 weeks ago. They're here in a place they shouldn't be. This is wild and fun. I'm having a great time watching them grow through this. But I think it'd be really, really cool if they made it.
Totally agree. I just wonder if sometimes we, like, our perspective might be off. Where you say, well, I don't know that, you know, we care about football and occasionally other things. Like, it's changed a lot over the last several years. You know, the Cup changed a lot of things. Now, they haven't gotten out of the first round since. There's one building where you routinely pack it and sell it out, and where everyone wears the same thing and where the energy feels like it does, and that's Capital One Arena for hockey. I certainly think there's more football fans in town than there is anything else. There's no doubt about that. And that will always be the case. But, you know, whereas the Nationals and the Capitals have had that recent success, I think we always kind of feel like it's more of an event town for the casual fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The landscape is always changing, and our opinions, and I don't mean you and I as much as maybe the mainstream opinion on these teams, they don't change that often. So I just kind of wonder where the temperature is.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.